Sam Bloom, Heartache and Birdsong. Written by Samantha Bloom, Cameron Bloom and Bradley Trevor Grieve. And read by Edwina Wren. I grew up in a normal Australian family, at least to the degree that any Australian family can be considered normal. It might be simple nostalgia, looking back from my 40s while stuck in a wheelchair, but I had a truly wonderful childhood. In my mind, I see nothing but sunshine and endless bright blue Sydney skies. I honestly can't recall much about going to school, nothing original or meaningful anyway, but I vividly remember playing in our backyard swimming pool, roller skating, teaching my baby brother how to ride a skateboard, going on bushwalks through the nearby national park, and stuffing our tiny sunburned cheeks with juicy purple mulberries that grew by our back fence every spring. Then, just when I thought my life couldn't possibly get any better, it did. When I was 8, my parents bought the Surfside Pie Shop in Newport, and our family moved to Bilgola Beach. We had all the cake we could eat, and were walking distance to the ocean. Surfing soon became a huge part of my life. I went to bed almost every night with sea salt in my eyelashes. It was a child's paradise. If I close my eyes, I see small bare feet running, always running on grass, down summer-scorched footpaths and across white gold sand. I focus on that exact moment when the clean dry sand meets the high tide mark, where the chirp-like squeak of each heel strike becomes a wet thud drumming as I race to the water. It's not a soundscape I was conscious of back then, but it is now. When I say I was a true water baby, I don't mean I was a gifted swimmer or anything like that. I mean that nothing made me happier than to be in the water, paddling my surfboard out into the lineup at any of the beautiful northern Sydney beaches, or sailboarding on nearby Narrabeen Lakes, a vast, sprawling tidal lagoon surrounded by eucalypt forest teeming with wildlife. I haven't had much luck with therapists myself. Most counselling only seems to amplify my horrid feelings, not ease them. But if I was a trauma psychiatrist, I'd just tell every patient to go for a splash at a Sydney beach on a warm, sunny day. There's something powerful yet calming about the ocean. I love the charged silence of the sea once you get past the roar and blast of the breaking waves. Suddenly you're in a space with a completely different energy from all which you have left behind. Nothing that troubled you on land has any hold over you anymore. External chaos and internal turmoil yield to breeze and swell. You are physically and emotionally weightless. You are free.